Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasek. You can find me on Twitter at hashtag Kangas or on Instagram at hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. So this is an emergency podcast. Now, I've just been informed and it's gone viral on socials, and Sam Edmund has reported that David Noble will be stood down effective immediately. This is just after 7:30 on a Tuesday morning. I'm at work in the office and just found this out. And I believe the rumours are true that he will be stood down. Otherwise, this is a waste of a podcast if this isn't true. So, yeah, initial thoughts, a bit of shock, especially after the performance on Saturday. It was a much better performance, and you know, we certainly played with a lot more freedom. The players seemed to enjoy themselves. I did a podcast with Marco Lowe last night talking about it, and we talked about David Noble. Look, it's a body of work at the end of the day. It's what's been happening over the course of the season, and it hasn't been great. It's been a really tough watch. But I thought he'd get another week based on last week's performance, which makes it a bit of a strange decision. Now, Tom Brown reported last week that he will be stood down this week. So, yeah, I wasn't too sure. But I still thought after the performance on the weekend that he will be coaching another week. So whether Jeff Walsh has gone in after being in the coach's box on the weekend and said, nah, this guy's not the man to take you forward. And maybe, you know, the performance on Saturday had a lot to do with John Blakey. Maybe he thought, oh, this guy knows what he's doing, and get him as an interim coach for the next 6 weeks. So, yeah, I can certainly understand the timing of it all in that regard. And I guess this opens a door that, we will be going after Alistair Clarkson pretty aggressively, to say the least. Probably would certainly get in contact with his manager and would want to have an interview with him, where his head's at, whether he wants to coach a club that's rebuilding or, you know, look, he's still, I think he's in his early 50s, so, you know, he's still got plenty of time to, you know, build a club up. It's not like he's in his mid to late 60s, you know, only got 3 or 4 years of coaching left in him. He's still got plenty of time left on the clock. Whether he wants to do it long term, like I don't know if he's got a 17-year career stint like he did at Hawthorn. Maybe he's got six, 7 years still left at as far as coaching a high level. I'm not too sure. You know, that's up to him at the moment. So yeah, it's an interesting time. With David Noble, we'll get back to that. Obviously. Yeah, this year was really tough to watch as a supporter. You know, I can remember a couple of weeks ago watching us against Adelaide in the last quarter, and I was almost dozing off. It was very, very boring, playing a defensive half game. And then all of a sudden, Jeff Walsh goes in the coach's box and we become a proactive team again. We start attacking a corridor. We start playing a forward half game, like I mentioned with Marco Lowe, which you can definitely check in yesterday's episode. So, yeah, another, controversial week for the club coming up, obviously. No surprises, really. It is a results-based industry at the end of the day. And, and that's how you're defined. So, yeah, obviously, we move on. You feel for David Noble. I wanted him to be successful, whether you liked him or not. You know, someone still has lost their job at the end of the day, and it's never a good day for him or, you know, everyone close to him, his family. So, yeah, we will have to wait and see what happens today. Obviously, there'll be a press conference coming at some time today, maybe later this morning. The club would have obviously told him last night and made this decision last night. So, yeah, it's a tough day, I guess, and never a good day. So, yeah, he leaves the club as, you know, the least successful coach in the club's history that's coached more than one game. I think he only had a winning percentage of about 12%, 12.5% off the top of my head, or maybe 13% or something. Not great. So, you know, that's not the sort of legacy you want to leave, but it is what it is at the moment, and he has to move. he has to, you know, move on. Look, I've got no doubts. He'll get a job somewhere else in the back room, or, you know, as a CEO possibly somewhere else. And whether he wants to stay in Melbourne or go back to Brisbane under Chris Fagan again, and you know, get that relationship back on track once again. I'm sure, you know, him and Chris have built a good relationship over the time. So, yeah, that's he might go back to that. What happens to his assistants? I'm not too sure. He, you know, he brought down Heath Uni. So, and this doesn't just affect David Noble. This affects his assistant coaches, Jordan Russell, Anthony Rocker, and all that. So they're on they're teetering. I'm sure the next coach that comes in, he'll want to bring in his own assistants as well. So. Yeah, and it, you know, another, you know, big news day for the club. We can't seem to stay out of it, and yeah, we'll have to move forward. We'll, you know, obviously still a couple more weeks left. There might be more heads on the chopping block with the Jeff Walsh review. I'm not too sure who else he's looking at as far as football department goes. Whether that comes with, you know, looking at reserves, development coaches, recruiting, CEOs, maybe, I'm not too sure. That'll all come out. But I think this is just the start of a process of elimination, to be honest with you. It hasn't been a very good few years for the club. You know, I think we've only won six games in the last 50 odd. So it can't just all be the coach. I've stated that a number of times on a podcast. And, you know, a number of my guests have stated as well. This comes down to, you know, a group of people, you know, and it comes down to recruiting, you know, and so forth. So, yeah, it's a tough time, you know, as a supporter. And, you know, we deserve, you know, we've been very loyal. We got 14,000 to a GWS game earlier this year. I think it was on a Sunday, Arvo, you know, the club, you know, pleaded with us to come along. We came along, didn't play very good football. It was very boring, bland football. The game was over quite quickly. And, yeah, it's been, you know, death by a thousand cuts, really. And, yeah, in the end, you know, Saturday's performance didn't save David Noble. And, you know, it was just a case of too little, too late. I mean, the only thing I find a little bit strange after a good performance, well, you know, well, obviously they've made the decision, and they would have made this decision, I think, about a month ago. They knew he wasn't the man going forward, so, you know, why not just cut ties with him there and maybe get John Blakey in, and maybe would have played some better football about a month ago. So, yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter now at the end of the day. It's, I'm not too sure it takes over. Maybe. Look, I'll have to think John Blakey, his senior assistant, will take over for the next 6 weeks. And look, he puts himself in the frame for the job. He's been a senior assistant under John Longmire. I think he had defence. You know, he's reinvented Aaron Hall's career. He's, you know, defensively one-on-one. We've found some players like Josh Walker has been very good one-on-one this year. The back half hasn't been a problem, really. It's just the way we've played. So, you know, obviously this gives him an opportunity to show what he's got. Whether Saturday had a lot to do with John Blakey and the way we played, that's up for, you know, conjecture. I'm not too sure. Maybe Jeff Walsh seen that, like I said. So maybe that's why, you know, we played the way we played. So hopefully, you know, last Saturday, you know, whoever the new coach is, whether it's John Blakey or another assistant, Jordan Russell, I'm not too sure, or Lee Adams comes up from the VFL, yeah, well, that will obviously come out in the next few hours. So, yeah, that's it pretty much. Just wanted to get this podcast out to you lovely listeners in case you wake up and, you know, you haven't heard the news. Yeah, it looks like David Noble has been stood down. And, yeah, I'll still do another episode later in the week. And, yeah, we'll know a lot more information by then. You know, obviously, there'll be, you know, a lot of newspaper reports and a lot of talk about, you know, how he was as a person, how he was, how he dealt with individuals and how he probably lost relationships or you know, how we built them up and lost them and how players didn't develop and all that sort of thing. So there'll be a lot more coming out in the next few days. So there'll be a lot more to talk about in an episode later this week. And, yeah, I'll definitely try and get someone out for that one. Anyways, that's it for me. I won't leave a shout-out to anyone. I've got no one in mind. I just want to do an emergency pod. So I will see you later this week. And, yeah, look forward to it.